time, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitran, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitran. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitran has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitran, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitran?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Orlando, Florida, police officer Kevin Valencia was shot in the face earlier this week. Now he remains in a coma at Orlando Regional Medical Center. Valencia was involved in a standoff when he was shot. His wife, Megan Valencia, spoke yesterday.
My boys need a daddy, and I need my husband. And this community needs a real hero.
A GoFundMe page has also been set up to support the Valencia family. Today at his weekly press conference, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan was asked if he agrees with the law that says if an illegal family crosses the border, the children and parents are separated.
No, I'm not. This is because of a court ruling. And so this, I do think, ought to be addressed. We believe it should be addressed in immigration legislation. What's happening at the border and the separation of parents and their children is because of a court ruling. That's why I think legislation is necessary.
Roseanne Barr took to Twitter once again, this time insisting her tweets about former President Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett were not regarding race, but were rather regarding anti-Semitism. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hours after a federal judge cleared the way for the AT&T merger with Time Warner, there's another huge media marriage bid on the horizon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
After the AT&T court victory, Comcast makes it official, unveiling an all-cash bid for large chunks of 21st Century Fox, valued at about $65 billion. The offer trumps the Walt Disney Company's deal that was originally valued at $52.4 for the same parts of that conglomerate controlled by the Murdoch family. The offer amounts to $35 a share. Comcast is buying Fox's media assets, would own film production businesses, 20th Century Fox and Fox Searchlight Pictures, as well as 21 sports regional networks, including YES in New York, also a controlling stake in Hulu and international properties. Disney will be given a chance to match or top Comcast's offer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
1 year ago, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise and others were shot at a congressional baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia. Congressman Mel Brooks is ready to play ball tonight.
Our security during practices this year has been excellent. I don't think anyone feels that we're at risk of being under another attack, at least under the circumstances where we cannot defend ourselves. So emotionally and mentally, we're ready for a good ball game, and hopefully we'll do better this year than we did last year.
That audio courtesy of CNN. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Oh, yes it is. All right. We're going to bounce around this hour here. here. I've got quite a few interesting little tidbits, stories, teachable moments to talk about. This is for our new listeners here on the program. There is a concept, an idea that we've been talking about here on the program now for well over 15 years. And it was, let's put it this way, it was the precursor to the swamp and draining the swamp. Donald Trump wasn't even thinking about draining the swamp when I was talking about the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. Yeah, I took a little bit from, remember George W. Bush and his Axis of Evil? His Axis of Evil was Iraq, Iran, North Korea. My Axis of Evil, and I've said from the get-go, a lot scarier than Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. My Axis of Evil is politicians, big business, and the media. They can work hand in hand to wreck a hell of a lot more damage on this country than those nations could. And I believe that. And I still do. The whole drain the swamp concept right now is becoming popular. I'm happy. I am. And again, I'm an equal opportunity basher here on the program. We have been very, very critical of many aspects and things that Donald Trump has done, but we will give credit where credit is due. And Donald Trump is doing a phenomenal job at trying to keep the pumps running, trying to drain the swamp, cutting back on regulations. Last week, we talked about how it's going to be easier to fire federal workers. He even got Mitch McConnell to keep the Senate open in August to get work done. I said that Donald Trump needs not to be a president with a pen, but with an eraser to get rid of all of the ridiculous regulations that have bogged this country down. Wrote a column about it several years ago, the Lilliputians on steroids. Red tape, holding back entrepreneurs, the people that really make this country what it is. Anyway, these people in D.C., they don't like that. They have their own little world. And let me tell you something, their world is nice. Again, I've recommended people, if you don't believe me, if you get an opportunity and you happen to go to Washington, D.C., why don't you go take a look at the surrounding suburbs? Why don't you go take a look, take a drive through Bethesda. Take a look at the surrounding suburbs and see just how well they are doing. Take a look at the private schools in and around Washington, D.C. Amazing places. The places look like Hogwarts, for crying out loud. And you see the type of wealth that is there. Again, you've got an annual budget of over $4 trillion. Again, it's really difficult to actually put that number into perspective of just how great that number is. But there's a lot of people there around D.C. taking their vig, getting their taste. And that's why they're so wealthy. But again, all of these parts of the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, they're there to help one another, to advance each other's careers. That's how these politicians get so rich. Take a look at their resumes. They come into Congress. They haven't had a real job in their entire life. Maybe they work 6 months in a law firm. They decide to become a politician. But eventually, they get filthy rich. Wanted to talk about this because this is, again, teed it up right here for you. Everything that we told you about how the system works. Netflix Chief Content Officer, Ted Sarandos, celebrated Barack and Michelle Obama as, and I quote, among the world's most respected and highly recognized public figures. This is in this deal that they announced last week, where the Obamas are going to produce films and series for the streaming service. What? We're incredibly proud that they have chosen to make Netflix the home for their formidable storytelling abilities. What? Formidable storytelling abilities? Where do you see that? Where have you seen that? what, Obama's memoirs? Are you kidding me? Now, what Teddy doesn't tell you is that he and his wife have been, of course, long-time donors and friends to the Obamas. They bundled more than $500,000. More than $500,000 for the president. And what did they get? Again, I'm not making this up. We've cracked jokes about this here on the program. Cirando's wife, Nicole Avant, ended up being appointed ambassador to the Bahamas. Yes, we actually do have an ambassador to the Bahamas. You ever wonder what these ambassadors do? What exactly does the ambassador to the Bahamas do all day? What exactly do you say you do here? See, we need to bring in the Bobs from Office Space. We need a lot. We need to bring in the Bobs, and we need to go through. We need an ambassador to the Bahamas. No. These are just political patronages, positions. That's all they are. You raise a lot of money. You got to think about it, people. It's not a bad deal. It's not. You think you go out, all they did was raise $500,000? That's not a lot of money. That's not a lot of money. I mean, it would take me long. I could go through our clients, my clients, and bundle money for XYZ candidate, hand that money over, and I too could be an ambassador somewhere. Think about how pathetic and sad that is. It is what it is. Anyway, quick update on the whole, again, because I'm commenting on this. I know stories get a little long in the tooth, but I did get a lot of questions this past week, people wanting my commentary on Samantha Bee. Stop getting angry at these leftists. Say it again. Stop it. You're wasting your energy. You're wasting your energy getting angry at Samantha Bee. Samantha Bee is Samantha Bee. Stephen Colbert is Stephen Colbert. Trevor Noah is Trevor Noah. You're better off saying a prayer for these people and hoping that eventually at some point in their life they will be happy and they won't be so damn miserable. You can be upset, and I get it. And it's not so much about being upset. You can go out there and you can point out the hypocrisy in this and the differences between what happened to Roseanne and nothing's happening to Samantha Bee. You can do that. But you know what? I'm going to be honest with everybody. I think a lot of people see it already. It's so blatantly obvious. It's so right out there in front that it's impossible to ignore. It really is. I think, honestly, because of all this, I think many people are starting to see that the emperor has no clothes. For lack of a better phrase, they're starting to see that this is all ridiculous. This is BS. This is not fair. I mean, you can even talk about this in terms of Harvey Weinstein as well. Harvey Weinstein is a good example. Harvey Weinstein's been in the news, okay, because the government came after him. The New York district attorney came after him, and he did the perp walk. How many articles did you see about Harvey Weinstein when it was just Harvey Weinstein? It wasn't Harvey Weinstein, friend and supporter of the Obamas and the Clintons. Not once. Not one article did I see Harvey Weinstein, comma, friend, supporter of the Clintons and the Obamas. Yet, you take a look at every story about Roseanne Barr, comma, strong supporter of the president. Again, this stuff is starting to become overly obvious. And people are recognizing it. They are. And I do think that a lot of people, I don't care if you're left or right, at some point in time believe in fairness. And actually craving it. And are going to start tuning out a lot of these shrill voices out there. Quickly on this too, because I did get some questions on it. The Eagles First and foremost, I got a full disclosure here. The Eagles are my second least favorite team. My least favorite team would be the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, I am a longtime Giants fan. So, okay, I got a full disclosure there. The Eagles knew exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing. They were going out and they were trying to make a fool out of the president, saying that they were going to come to Washington to visit. They said that there was going to be over 70 some odd people that were going to go in the traveling party. And then when push came to shove, it was 10 with one player going. Now, again, if I was president of the United States, I'm not inviting any championship ball club, professional club, to the White House because you won. Sorry, I'm too busy for that. Now, different NCAA, Olympic athletes that are amateur, you know what? I'll do that. But I'm not wasting my time having the professional baseball team, the professional hockey team, professional basketball team come visit me and give me a jersey at the White House. Not going to do it. I've got more important things to do with my time. So let's just get rid of it all together. Oh, and by the way, before we got to go to break, Thomas Friedman. Thomas Friedman, yeah, he's the guy that wished Barack Obama was a, well, was like a king or a czar, like China, could do whatever he wanted. Again, he wanted that. He went on a bit of a tirade saying that you have to vote for a Democrat in the midterms. Trump is the greatest threat to our democracy. Now, they say this stuff. And again, I mentioned I'm an equal opportunity basher, going after Donald Trump on various different things, in particular spending and the omnibus spending bill. He is the biggest threat to democracy. How? You notice they say this stuff and they don't tell you how or why? Okay, because if you're telling me he's a big threat to democracy, you have to tell me how and why he is a big threat to democracy. You can't, can you? Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now, you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled smart shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I never heard this version. I only know the Rod Stewart version of this tune back from the 1970s. Anyway, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right. Cake. Let them eat cake. All right. The Supreme Court, they're a bunch of, honestly, they are cowards. They really are. They could have settled this thing. They really could have. They could have put this thing to rest, and they didn't. Okay, I'm going to start off with this as, again, the libertarian that I am. First and foremost, going to ask everybody, what business is it of the state to get involved in marriage? Why should the state get involved? Why do you need to go down to the town hall and get a marriage license? What business is it of the government to license someone to get married? That's first and foremost. I don't get that. I don't understand it. Why? Well, again, I know why. They want to collect money and make the government bigger. But in regards to this cake thing, listen, I have my religious beliefs. I'm Catholic. If I owned a bakery and I don't care if it was the two most flamboyant gay couple of all time that came in there. I want you to think of In Living Color with, it was with Damon Wayans there. And his brother, they do that, Man's on Film. And I don't care. You want a cake? I'm making you a cake. That's my business, as I'm there to make cakes. I don't believe that I'm involved in your wedding ceremony. Nor would I care anyway, because if you invited me, I'd go. I'm serious. I don't care. I don't care. It's not my business. However, if one feels that it is their business, if one feels that it is an affront to what their belief system is, well, why force them to make the cake? Why? And my thing is this as well. Why would you want to? Curiosity. Why would you want to force someone to make you something and provide for you something that they don't like your life? They don't agree with your lifestyle. Maybe they detest you. I don't know. Why would you want to patronize that establishment when you could go down the damn street and buy it from somebody else? I don't understand that. It's one of the great things about this country and one of the great things about free speech and all this stuff is that you get to know who people are. I never seem to understand why. Why you'd want to force somebody to serve you if they don't want to serve you. All right, I'm going somewhere else. I don't care. I'm not going to patronize. I'm going to put money in your pocket. Again, it is what it is. But listen, If people believe that it is an affront to their religion and that if they cannot do it because they're going to feel like that they are participating, so be it. So be it. Believe it or not, this is the things that make this country great. They are. These are the things that make this country great. Anyway, I'm not making this story up. We got a lot of stations, a lot of listeners out in California. I don't know if you heard about this, but yeah, I looked into it. There's some bills that are law there that they're going to put a, we're going to start rationing your water out there. I think it starts, when does it start? Limits on indoor water usage for every person in California. 55 gallons per capita daily. And this is what they're working towards there in California. Do you understand how little that amount of water is? Just out of curiosity. You understand how little amount of water is? An 8-minute shower uses 17 gallons of water. A load of laundry can use about 40 gallons. A dishwasher uses 6 gallons. Now, I've got 7 people in my household here with my in-laws and my family. How would I pull that off? I don't know. There's going to be a lot of stinky people out there in California. Unless, if, you know what they're going to turn it into? Again, it'll be an opportunity for the Al Gore types. They'll start selling water credits. Yes, you will have to go out and you will have to buy water credits so you could utilize more water in your home. Kind of like the whole carbon credit scheme. Mark my words. Anyway, actually, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal this past week talking about the GOP's welfare to work pitch. The low U.S. labor force participation rate has several causes, but a major one is the what disincentive to work created by government programs. The Republican Party's growth wing has spent years developing ideas for addressing these incentives not to work and to rise up the economic ladder. And the results are starting to show. Again, I talked about this here on the program years ago. It was a study that was done out of Pennsylvania where they actually showed. It was actually a woman that was single, and I think she was making $28,000 to $30,000 a year. I can't remember the exact amount. And she had various different government aid and services. In order for her to make it worthwhile for her to get a raise and make more money, she would have to get a raise up to $70,000 because of all the benefits that she received and what they were worth was the difference between those two. That to me is insane. But again, we need to clean this up and we need to get people back to work. Again, a kick in the butt is a good thing. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
The Justice Department's Inspector General report revealed that former FBI Director James Comey used a personal Gmail account to conduct FBI business. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz also has some of the other news coming out of the IG report.
This is an explosive report. The FBI actually did know that foreign actors had penetrated and gotten classified information off of these private servers. Remember the whole timing. Initial drafts from James Comey, done well before this exoneration in July, they'd started drafting these things before they'd even interviewed Hillary Clinton. And then during their initial draft, what did they say? It was gross negligence. Then somebody came in and edited that and softened it up.
A new study from Ohio State University found that religious people live an average of 4 years longer than their atheist friends. The study analyzed 1,000 obituaries published across the United States since 2011 and found a correlation between faith and longevity. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Back, kids, it is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program. How many people out there listening to the program when you were a kid had a lemonade stand? At one point in time, you decided to go out there and sell lemonade. I did. It wasn't very successful. But you know what? It was successful in this right. I learned a lesson. I learned that you need to have foot traffic in order to sell product. And I lived at the, it was a dead end street. Setting up a lemonade stand in front of my home. Of course, all the neighbors came and bought some lemonade. But other than that, nah, it wasn't an early story of success for the young Markowskis, by any stretch. Anyway, it's out of Denver. Denver police shut down a lemonade stand put on by a group of brothers over a permitting issue. When Jennifer Knowles helped her son set up their first lemonade stand, she thought it would be a lesson in entrepreneurship and charity. The boys went online and they decided they wanted to help a child in another country that was less fortunate. They found a place in Colorado Springs called Charity International. They picked a 5-year-old boy in Indonesia. But they also got an unexpected lesson. Again, you got to learn this. Big government. Someone complained about the lemonade stand. Turns out you need a permit to operate a lemonade stand in Denver. The city says it's all about health and safety. Right, right. They set up right next to the Denver Arts Festival where there was also a lemonade vendor. They obviously complained about the entire thing. Listen, this is what government does. We reported on this countless times. There was a story in New Jersey. It was about a year ago where the boys were going around knocking on doors, shoveling driveways, and they didn't have a permit, a business permit. Let me tell you, people, what we need to do here in this country. We need to have a revolution. We can fire up the Beatles. Gonna be. Yeah, we need to have a revolution against business permits. I fail to see where, anywhere in the Constitution, it allows for the government to decide whether or not I can have a business to pay my bills and support my family. And we go back and you can take a look at the myriad of different reasons why we decided to break away from Great Britain. Why we decided to take on the most powerful military in the entire world. Mission Impossible, basically the Revolutionary War, what it was. And the reasons we did that. None of them, I think, were as bad as a business license. Stamp Act? No. You've got to go down to the government and pay them for the right to provide for your family? Sorry, folks. Not buying into that one at all. I'm not kidding. I don't. I'm being honest. When I moved my studio, so when I lived in Southwest Florida, it was before we moved back up to Long Island. I got a studio in Sarasota, and I was told that I had to get a business permit. I was like, no. I don't know. Send the police down and arrest me. I refuse. I'm not. I'd rather get thrown in jail than go down to the town hall, wait in line, and pay a $100 fee so I can try to feed my family. Nah, come get me. Anyway, quickly on this. This is turning out quite well. Swimmingly, I might add. Many small businesses out there are now joining these association healthcare plans. How about that? It's working. However, they need to be expanded upon. There was a piece by Tom Price this past week in the Wall Street Journal. So suddenly, small businesses had an incentive to avoid creating jobs. Companies exempt from the employer mandate didn't dare hire a 50th employee. I've heard dozens of business owners say they didn't bid on jobs because winning the contract would mean hiring more employees, and the insurance costs would have wiped out earnings. Insurance premiums soared. We know the story that's been going on, and they're still going up. But these association plans, which they are expanding upon, allowing small businesses to group together with other small businesses and unions and other groups out there, are bringing the cost down. We did it past year for Markowski Investments, and it's worked out very, very well. Hey, it's still not inexpensive. I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you it's the cost of insurance the way it was 10, 15 years ago by any stretch. But I got a much better plan. Got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. Shall return.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mill, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24-7 at 800-258-5079. 85079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. All right, let's have a little fun. Have a little fun here. I hate institutions. I don't like things where people are unable to think. And we get way too much of that in today's day and age. For example, when I misdated one page when I was signing my mortgage papers a few years ago. One page I put the wrong date on. One, I don't know how many times did I sign my name? We had to cancel the entire closing and I had to refile everything and do it again next week. Why? Well, because of some stupid rule somewhere where people and human beings are not allowed to think and say, oh, you know what? Wait, let's just erase that, cross it off, write our initials, and move on. Nuts. But we deal with this all over the country all the time. Case in point, here was a story. This was out of Henry County School District in Georgia. Anybody remember those little bang snap noisemakers as a kid? You know what I'm talking about. It's like a little, looks like a little piece of paper. And in the paper, there is some like rock, salt or gravel in there. And I think the accelerant is like a silver fulminate or something like that. And you throw it on the ground and it goes pop. Yep, that's it. Kids love these things. I would. Great thing. Little boys love those little pop, little snap things. They do. So here you go. You got a 10-year-old fourth grader. 10-year-old fourth grader. He's at the bus stop. And he is playing with his friends at the bus stop. And he's throwing these little pop snaps. And he doesn't use them all. There's three left over. Three left over. Comes into school. And he gets caught with these three things. Uh-oh. Oh, they don't take them away and say, hon, you can't have these things. They could be a disturbance. No, they didn't even give him detention. They didn't even suspend him. They expelled him. Suspending him would have been absurd. Expelling him, outright moronic. Yes, we have a zero tolerance policy when it comes to explosives. Really? Explosive, right? Come on. Anyway. We mentioned that story about California and water. Nearly 50% of Californians say they want to move out soon. All right, I see that story, but I don't really see the price of real estate coming down, meaning that, hey, you may be fed up, you may be tired of California, but for some reason, people keep moving in. Because if people were not moving in, then you know what? The real estate prices wouldn't stay up there. You know, in certain places in the Bay Area, they're actually looking into doing assisted living. That's a wrong word. Subsidized housing, not assisted living. Subsidized housing for people that make upwards of $100,000 a year. Because you can't afford anything if you're making over $100,000 a year. My question is, where do all of the firefighters and teachers and police officers, where do they live? In Yosemite? Commute in? Nuts. Anyway, this is a good one. You want to know why you're paying all those bills, writing to cut those checks to colleges? University of Michigan now has, I'm not joking, 100 full-time staff dedicated to chemistry, biology, English, history. No. 100 full-time staff dedicated to diversity. That's right. Diversity administrators. They're the diversity police. 100 of them. The cost of these 100 diversity people, over $11 million a year, including office space, supplies, salary, benefits, you name it. 100 full-time staff dedicated to diversity. Back when I went to college, I can tell you that there probably wasn't a soul dedicated to diversity, and it was just fine. It was just fine. We had kids from all over the globe. Colors, races, you name it. I don't know. It's some kids I think might have been space aliens, for crying out loud. But we were just fine. This out of Great Britain. Again, you know, we're having all these little back and forth right now with the G7 countries and some of our longtime allies over in Europe. You remember when Donald Rumsfeld was kind of calling out Europe, Western Europe, called them old Europe in comparison with new Europe, and he got in all sorts of trouble with that? Well, I'm not making this up. This is at a school in Great Britain. They're not going to allow their boys to wear shorts anymore during the hot summer months. And they are requesting that the boys wear a more gender-neutral ensemble that includes an athletic skirt. That's right. No. They want to make all transgender people feel, you know, included. So they want boys to not wear shorts in the hot summer months. They want them to wear a skirt. The only other option is to wear the full uniform, which is a blazer and pants. For gym class. You know that song by the Kinks there? They played it in the Sopranos, remember that? They got popular, There's No England Now, there, the Kinks. Yeah. You're doing a great job over there, guys. Great job. Anyway, quickly on this story. Again, stupefile this one under stupid is as stupid does. People buy into cryptocurrencies. People send money to televangelists. A Louisiana-based televangelist is asking his followers to donate money for a $54 million jet that can go anywhere in the world on one stop. And people are sending him the money. God bless, everybody. I say, God bless. Have a great week, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll see you.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, the Justice Department's IG report found that former FBI Director James Comey made a serious error in judgment by notifying Congress shortly before the 2016 election that the FBI was reopening its Clinton email probe case. The report also called out former Attorney General Loretta Lynch for her recusal from the probe of Hillary Clinton's private email server, what she used as Secretary of State. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has the White House's reaction to the report.
Certainly this creates a great deal of concern, and we're going to tune in to Director Ray's comments this afternoon. But certainly there are a lot of things in this report that not only worry those of us in the administration, but should worry a lot of Americans that people played this political bias and injected that into a department that shouldn't have any of that.
At 5:30 Eastern Time, FBI Director Christopher Wray will be holding a news conference. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Next week, the House of Representatives will vote on two immigration bills. Mark Short is the Director of Legislative Affairs at the White House. He talks about the bills.
Let's keep in mind that it'll happen next week will be two separate bills voted on the House floor. The White House could support both because what they do is they provide advance funding of $25 billion to help us build the wall. It closes loopholes that we continue to face that provides the biggest threat to us on catch and release, a separate policy for migrants who are other than Mexicans, as well as being allow us to finally deport criminals who are basically our hardened criminals. So these are very severe additions to our security that is important to us.
Cerro Gordo, California is a 19th century ghost town, and you can buy the entire town for just over $900,000. The price includes an abandoned church, hotel, and bunkhouse. The town sits just south of the Sierra Nevadas on over 300 acres of land. If you're interested, check out the website ghosttownforsale.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Danny Tarkanian, son of basketball coach Jerry Tarkanian, is headed for a November runoff election against Democrat Susie Lee in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. Tarkanian joined Fox Business to talk about how he supports President Trump 100%.
I am 100% Trump America First agenda supporter, and I always have been. In fact, I was on your show almost a year ago, and we talked about this before. I believe very strongly in that America First agenda, and I believe the vast majority of Americans believe in that.
The first U.S. Open in golf was played in 1895. The tournament kicked off earlier today at Shinnecock Hills Golf Course just outside of New York City. Mike Davis is the CEO of the USGA. He explains why this tournament being held at Shinnecock Hills is such a big deal.
So Shinnecock Hills not only is one of this country's greatest golf courses, and frankly, one of the world's greatest golf courses.
The world.
But the USGA wouldn't even exist were it not for Shinnecock Hills Golf Club. It was one of the five founding clubs that formed the USGA in 1894 and held our second U.S. Open in 1896. And, you know, it's the only club or golf course in the United States that has hosted the U.S. Open in three different centuries.
Davis was asked how it can also get very tricky with the wind at Shinnecock Hills.
Wind is a big factor. And, you know, when it's windy, I don't care how good a golfer you are, it affects you. You know, you have to know your trajectory. You have to control your spin.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.